Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. This morning, I'd like to speak about Thanksgiving. Let's look in the book of Psalms 100 and verse 4. And the Bible said, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." Yes, Thanksgiving is coming. The annual day of National Thanksgiving is going to be here on Thursday of this week. By the way, that's not Turkey Day, as so many people call Thanksgiving, but it's rather Thanksgiving Day. And I should say this, that we ought to be thankful every day for the things that God has given to us and for us. We should not wait until one day a year to be thankful to God. Our text states that we ought to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We ought to enter into the courts of God with praise. We ought to be thankful to God, and we ought to bless his holy name. Yes, Thanksgiving is a good holiday. It is a holiday I love to celebrate. I love to be thankful. I love to recognize all of those good things that God has done for me, and I like to think about all those things that he's going to do in the future. I love the holiday meal. I love being with my family, and I love being thankful to God. And I'm grateful that our nation has a national day of Thanksgiving. Speaking of holidays, it is odd to me that on other holidays that they're contradictory to each other. Think of this. Our nation celebrates in the last of October the holiday of Halloween, where people dress up like witches and ghosts and decorate their homes with colored lights and cemeteries and bats and witches and all kinds of things. And then just 2 months later, at the end of December, they decorate their homes again with colored lights and supposedly religious images, and they dress in certain colors and costumes which supposedly reflect the birth of Christ. It is odd to me that at the last of October, people celebrate a holiday dedicated to Satan and his world, and then just 2 months later, they celebrate a holiday dedicated to Christ and his world. I wonder what God thinks about all of that. Well, of course, there's another holiday concerning Easter, which is also supposed to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. But Easter, of course, appears at a different time every year. I wonder why that is. Why is it that Easter is always a different day? Of course, I know it's always Sunday, but the date is different. Well, according to Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, Easter is an annual Christian festival in commemoration of the resurrection of Jesus, held on the first Sunday after the date of the first full moon that occurs on or after March the 21st. So, Easter has to do with the vernal equinox that occurs in the spring, not with the resurrection of Christ. But what is that famous holiday that occurs just a little less than 2 months before Easter? Do you know what that holiday is? Well, according to the Encyclopedia International, it is Mardi Gras, which was established in 525 B.C. Look it up yourself. Now, this explains why I do not care for a lot of holidays, Halloween and Christmas and Easter, but I love Thanksgiving. I do not like to call Thanksgiving Turkey Day. I like to call it Thanksgiving. It is my opinion that calling Thanksgiving Turkey Day, it really detracts from the real meaning of what the day is supposed to be. It wasn't until 1941 that Thanksgiving was finally sanctioned by Congress as a legal holiday, setting the date at the fourth Thursday of October. However, the first Thanksgiving in our nation was celebrated after harvest in 1621, and then it was June the 29th in 1676 that it was proclaimed a national day of celebration. It wasn't until October of 1777 that the 13 colonies celebrated the day of Thanksgiving. But I'm glad today that we have a day of Thanksgiving, that we can enter into the gates before God Almighty and be thankful for the things that He's done for us. I'm glad that we can enter into His courts with praise. I'm thankful that we can be grateful to God for His many, many blessings. But now this morning, what is thankfulness? What is being thankful? Now listen, folks, listen. Thankfulness is a state of mind. It is not a condition of circumstance. Now listen carefully to this definition. Being thankful is a state of mind. It is not a condition of circumstance. What I'm saying here is that you need to be thankful, and I need to be thankful, in whatever circumstance I find myself in. You see, if I'm not thankful for what I have now, I'm not going to be thankful for those things that I shall receive. Oftentimes we believe that if I just had a little bit more, then I would be thankful. That's just not true. Because if I'm not thankful for the little bit that I've got now, then I will not be thankful for the abundance that I get in the future. Listen to what Paul says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. He says, "Not that I speak in respect of want." Now listen to what he says. Here's what Paul says, Philippians 4, verse 11. "For I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content." Can we be thankful to God for the good times and the bad times? Can we be thankful to God for everything that He's given to us? Notice that Paul states again in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 10. Paul says, "When I am weak, then am I strong." The point is, in Christ, I am strong. You see, in Christ, I can be thankful. Even though I may be weak, even though I may not have all the things that I think I need, I can still be thankful for the things that God has given to me. So, we ought to learn to trust God, regardless of the circumstances that we find ourselves in, regardless of whether we consider the circumstances good or bad. We ought to thank God for everything that comes upon us. I believe this is what the Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. The Bible said there, "For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Do we believe and know that that's so? That everything works together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Listen, do you love God? Another question, are you one of those that God has called unto Himself, or did you just call yourself? And if you're one of those that love God because He first loved you, because He called you unto righteousness, then there's one thing that you know for sure, that everything that happens to you happens for your good and God's glory. Therefore, you can be thankful for all of those things. Listen to what the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through verse 9. Listen, we need to thank God for everything. Look what it says in verse 4, Philippians 4 and verse 4. The Bible said, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say, rejoice." Look at that. Rejoice in the Lord always. I wonder when we're supposed to rejoice in the Lord. The Bible tells me, always. The Bible said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. And the Bible said then in verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Boy, what a blessed thought this is. We can be thankful because we know that God is not a God afar off, but rather that God is a God close by. He is right there at our hand. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Do we believe what God said there in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4? He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Do you believe that God is with you? Are you going through troubles right now? Well, a lot of times we do, don't we? We go through a lot of trouble. We go through trials and tribulations and all those kinds of things. But is God with us? Can we be thankful for what God has done and is doing for us? You say, well, I've got a lot of troubles. Well, look in verse 6. We're reading in Philippians chapter 4. Look in verse 6 as we just continue verse by verse here. In verse 6, the Bible said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Get what that verse is saying. The Bible said there in verse 6, Philippians 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. That's what the Bible said. And so we ought to talk to the Lord about those things that we need in this everyday life. We need to speak to the Lord. We need to pray to God. We need to be thankful to God for what He's done, for what He is doing, and for the way that He's moving and working in our lives. I know that this is always the way that it is. And then look what happens in verse 7. The Bible said, in the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep, or that is, shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Well, we ought to rejoice. We ought to be thankful. The Bible said very, very clearly that we ought to enter into His gates with thanksgiving. We ought to enter into His courts with praise. And we ought to be thankful unto God. That's Psalms 100, verse 4. And we ought to bless the holy name of God Almighty. Notice, we can enjoy this world. We can enjoy being here and all those things that God has so graciously given unto each one of us. The Bible said in the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Get that verse, Colossians 3 verse 15. We need to be thankful. Well, do you have a list of things that you're thankful for? Well, what would they start with? Sometimes the list that we're thankful for might begin with one thing or another, but one thing we ought to put at the very top of the list, and that is salvation at the hand of Almighty God. How many times have you just stopped and thanked God that He saved you? If you're lost, you can't thank God for that. But if you're saved by the grace of God, have you ever just thanked God that He saved your unworthy soul? You ought to do that. Can you thank God for the Bible? Without the Bible, you don't know what God's talking to you about. You see, whenever you pray, you're speaking to God. But when you read His Bible, that's when God's speaking to you. And so can you thank God for your Bible? Can you thank God for your family, for your wives, your husbands, your family, your children, for your job, for your house, for all those things that God has so graciously given unto you? Today, we need to just make a list and just stop and just think about the things God has given to us for us and thank God for every one of those. But notice this, wicked people are not thankful. Wicked people are not thankful. Romans 1 and verse 21, the Bible said, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Yes, Thanksgiving is coming up, and we ought to be thankful to God for His bountiful blessings upon us. Take the time, make the list, and thank God for His many blessings. We see that our time has gone away from us again today. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.